Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Premanande.
So at 2:30 p.m. on 19th of August, we have reached Sringarvat. The idea of telling this time and place is that you will remember in Bombay that at this time, when it was sweating like anything, hot in the afternoon, we were at the very holy place of Sringarvat. Sringarvat is a place where where Krishna left the Raslila arena, and the gopis were searching him, Radharani was searching him. Of course, there are many, many times that Krishna has done this. It's not only one time. And one time he went to that Imlitala, and other times Radharani was upset because he was not there. So at one such time when Radharani was upset, Krishna brought her here and dressed her hair. You can see. Great love. This is her beautiful hair, dark black hair, long hair. He combed the hair, he put flowers, decorated the hair, made into plaits. And while he was doing that, Radharani was holding a mirror, not for seeing her face. But she could not be not seeing the face of Krishna even for one moment. So when Krishna has to make her hair, she has to be showing her back to Krishna. That means she cannot see Krishna. So how can she not see the face of Krishna? So a mirror was used for that, and she was not, generally when you would comb your hair of your daughter, she would see herself in the mirror. How my mommy is combing my hair. But here Radharani is not seeing her face. Radharani is seeing Krishna's face in the mirror. That how my dear Krishna is combing my hair. So this is a beautiful pastime of Sringarvat, and this is taken place under the Vata tree, the banyan tree which is here on right side of yours. Under this tree, this particular tree here, right side of yours, the original tree is there down, which is left her body, and the remnants of that tree is there, and the new tree has grown, representing the original tree, right? So under this tree, banyan tree, water tree, this pastime has taken place. That's why this tree is called Sringarvat. Also, this place is very famous because Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the incarnation of Lord Balaram, He, you know the story, I'll tell you in brief. He was born in Ekachakradham, and in Ekachakradham he grew up as a small child, and he performed lots of pastimes of Krishna and Ram, Chandra and Varaha and Narsingha and everything. Nobody had told him those stories, but he performed so many dramas of all those historic events with his friends, and one time he became Lakshman, as he was Lakshman in the past life, past incarnation, and he was shot with Shakti. And he never told the other artists the script of the next activity. So he was unconscious, you know, after attacking by Shakti of Indrajit. And nobody knew what to do next. He was unconscious and everybody was thinking, oh, he's gone. So then they chanted Hare Krishna in his ears. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he came back to consciousness and he told them, why didn't you go? Whatever happened in Ramayana, why did you do that? I said, you never told us. You are the director, producer, actor. Everybody is yourself. So like that, he gave lots of pleasure to Ekachakravasis, you know. And when he grew up, 12 years of old age, Sadhu came and told Harai Pandit, his father, and Mother Padmavati Devi, that I want a young boy like this to accompany me, to serve me in pilgrimage. I go everywhere in pilgrimage and I don't have any assistance. I would like to have Nityananda with me. And hearing this, Sarai Pandit and the Padmavati both fell unconscious. They couldn't imagine they could be separated from their son, the beloved son, like this. Nityananda Prabhu was very eager, immediately went behind and sat behind, stood behind the sadhu. And Harai Pandit came to consciousness and he had to say yes, because in the old days to deny the request of sadhu was worse than death. So finally he agreed with great heavy heart. He agreed and Nityananda Prabhu very enthusiastically went away. And from that day Ekachakra Dham was bereft like a desert. It was like people just left that village. It became like a ghost town. And Nityananda Prabhu went around all over the holy places. South India, North India, East India, everywhere he went. Even Tirupati and Srirangam and so many places in South India he has visited. And at one point of time sadhu went away and Nityananda Prabhu was alone. He came to Vrindavan. Nobody knew that he was in Vrindavan. He was incognito, totally agyatvas. And he was sitting and staying under this tree, the same tree. That's why this tree is also called as Nityananda Vat. For a long time Nityananda Prabhu stayed here. And he was in ecstasy of love for Krishna and Radharani. And he would shed his tears. And there's a big pond behind. You'll go and take darshan of the pond, where Nityananda Prabhu's tears were collected. Now it is not there, but the pond is still there. You can take dust of that pond and put on your head. Nityananda Prabhu was waiting here till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him. And you know the story, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan and one day he told all his associates, "Yesterday I got a dream that a man on a big chariot wearing blue dhoti and a club in the hand was asking, 'Where is Gauranga? Where is Gauranga?' I think he is there, you have to find him out." And that was the time here Nityananda Prabhu got a signal in the heart. So immediately left this place and appeared there in Navadvip and hid himself in the house of Nandanacharya. And devotee was searching everywhere. And they came back and they told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we don't see anybody on chariot with blue dhoti, the peacock with the crown and with the gada in hand." He said, "You will not find out. I will myself find out." And he ran in the house of Nandanacharya and he called, "Nitai! Nitai!" And then Nityananda Prabhu came out running and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went running and they embraced and said, "Nitai Gauranga! Nitai Gauranga!" And that's how the first meeting of Nityananda Prabhu with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place in Navadvip Dham. And before that time, Nityananda Prabhu was waiting here in this place. Nityananda Prabhu is incarnation of Balramji Maharaj, Lord Balram, the emblem of strength and devotion and spiritual strength also. So we will take darshan of this place, we'll go behind, take the dust of the place where Nityananda Prabhu used to shed his tears, offer our pranams to this beautiful tree of banyan tree under which Lord Krishna performed his beautiful pastime. One thing I must mention to you about the trees of Vrindavan, all the trees of Vrindavan are Kalpa Vriksha trees. That means in English we say desire trees, or wish fulfilling trees. The whole dham of Krishna in Goloka is also filled with such trees. You can open your mouth and say gulab jam, it will come on your mouth straight. Whatever you wish, you know. But don't wish that I get good husband and good children and my daughter should get married with a good boy like that. Even those desires may be fulfilled, but they have much, much more power than such kind of desires fulfillment. They can award you pure devotion to Krishna, pure love for Krishna, like Radha and Gopis have. These trees are so powerful that they have one quality in them. Whatever pastimes take place around them, they have the power to absorb the essence of that pastime. And whoever comes in their company later on, they have the power to give those people that essence. So these trees are worshipable because they have been standing here witnessing the Nitya Lila of Krishna. Don't think that Krishna's pastime were taking place 5,000 years back and now they have ended and now we are just history discussion is going on. No. The history is there and the current situation also is there where Nitya Lila is taking place of the Lord. Which is what we see here is external, and beyond the external there is internal Gupta Vrindavan where eternal pastimes of Krishna are taking place. Eternally Radharani is being dressed by Krishna here. Eternally Radharani's hair is being combed by Krishna here. It is an eternal pastime. It's never ending pastime. And these trees are witnessing all those pastimes. They have that vision to witness all these pastimes. And when they absorb the essence, when people like us come into the shelter, the trees are able to give that essence to all of us of the pastime. So that's why we embrace the trees. We embrace and ask for blessings and, you know, put our desire, spiritual desire, to serve Krishna at the feet of the tree. And they also, many trees are sadhus and rishi munis. They have taken birth in the form of tree to perform their bhajan. So each and every tree, each and every branch, each and every leaf and flower is worshipping Krishna here. So the trees are very, very auspicious here. Very, very powerful in giving you what you desire. So please do not waste a moment. When you come to a tree, without hesitation, embrace the tree and express your private desire to the tree. Nobody will know, we will not ask also. But you please express your heart that we want Krishna as our soul master and husband for life after life, that the gopis desired, you know. And many of the trees gopis would embrace thinking it is Krishna. Many of the trees would embrace such trees in separation. You know, sometimes, you know, when you are in too much pain, you embrace a pillar or embrace a stool or embrace something at the edge of the bed. Just something to hold, you know, to express your love and separation. So like that, gopis would embrace these trees many, many times when they would feel so much separation from Krishna. So from all the points of view, the trees are auspicious. So we should not lose the opportunity to embrace such trees. Some of the trees are very important because some of the trees are very special because some important pastimes took place in their vicinity. And otherwise also, all trees are very auspicious because they are coming from the holy Vrindavan Dham and have the power of absorption. And they are themselves fully absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord. So, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai ho. Thank you.